obviously, we know football is a violent sport, but you look at what we saw Gronkowski's hit on Sunday and then all the hits on Monday. What do you make of where the game is right now with that kind of violence?
You know, it's always been a physical, a violent game. Obviously, the safety precautions and the safety measures have been a lot better now than it used to be. But, you know, the Monday night, you know, it was a violent game, some violent collisions. As part of the game, you know, Gronk's thing, that was, you know, obviously not a part of the game. That's kind of outside the line, outside of, you know, who I know him to be. But, you know, they obviously got to be dealt with how they dealt with.
When you saw those hits, mm-hmm. what was your initial reaction?
I mean, like, it's most of them part of the game. I saw the one I did see is the one with Juju, the crackback block, which, you know, I've seen happen plenty of times. The Shazier one was obviously a scary one. It was kind of almost like a routine hit. You know, he had his head in a difficult position, but that was the scariest one that I saw. I actually stopped watching the game as much after that hit.
All right, let's talk about Buffalo coming up.
Yep.
Coach says you're preparing for Tyrod, whether he goes or not. Mm-hmm. If it's Tyrod or Peterman, how does that change what you all have to do defensively?
You know, they both have very strong arms. Obviously, Tyrod, you know, he brings a different dimension with his athleticism. He can, you know, stretch out plays more. He can run around the pocket, run around it, and make things happen with his feet. You know, Peterman has a strong arm, too. He had a rough one out in L.A. against the Chargers. But, you know, we'll see. Either way it goes, we'll be prepared. We'll be ready.
4 games ago, what do you want to see out of this young locker room final quarter of the season?
Just want to keep building. Keep watching young guys grow, you know, and just coming to it as professionals, preparing and going out there to play, you know, the way we all know how.
Good. Darius, with the secondary, how much of a opportunity in terms of an audition with Kenny Moore and with Quincy, how much are you pulling for these guys to get some good tape together going into 2018?
It's a great opportunity for those guys. You know, they work their butts off, and I'm sure they'll be ready. Coach Will and you know, Coach Ted have them ready. So I'm looking forward to them to get out there and shine.
And Desir stepped in. It seems like whoever's gone down in the secondary, guys have really stepped in and played well. Is there any way to say that you don't think it'll be the same deal with Quincy and Kenny?
I expect the same thing. You know, everybody's been stepping up. This year we've lost, you know, since the beginning of the year, you know, 3 of our top corners. And you know, guys have stepped up, and I think they'll continue to do so.
And what have you been doing to prepare for McCoy?
You know, he's a dynamic runner. He's been that since, you know, he's 9 years in the league. You know, we just got to do our job. So you got to hold the edge on him. He likes to bounce out. He can make anybody miss in a one-on-one situation. So it's going to take all 11 guys in the run game to stop him.